Example 2.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're here with Sabuku, winner of Top Tune, not only once, but twice. This time, though, we've actually got him in for an interview. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fantastic, thank you. I've been working on loads of new music, and I've got loads of stuff coming out, and it's great to be, you know, on the interview after winning the competition, so yeah.
Well, congrats great. For winning the second time around. You won with Sweet Killer this time around, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. So where are you talking to us from right now?
I'm at my house now in the studio, my home studio, where I make all my music, and I've got my big speakers, monitors, I've got all my stuff, so yeah.
All the good stuff.
Yes, all the good stuff, the equipment. Yeah.
Is this your happy place? Is this where you're...
This is definitely my happy place. I mean, it's really a kind of a, not only my studio, but a man cave. We've got like a massive TV with a, you know, PS3 and then all my stuff in here. If I could, I'd move my bed in and then I'd live in here. I mean, it's great, yeah.
Have you managed to spend a lot of time there, like during lockdown then? What's life been like during lockdown?
I mean, obviously being in lockdown, I've been stuck at home. I was only out maybe a week at my grandparents' because my dad went off to Germany.
Okay.
But here, I've been just working all the time on just new music, which is great for me because I have all the facilities I need. So,
yeah. What are you working on right now then?
Well, right now, I've literally just finished my second EP, Atomic Cocktail. And that's coming out in 2 weeks now, exactly 2 weeks. So it's got, you know, just all this conscious hip hop on it. And I've been working with a producer from York for it, and it's just been fantastic. Lockdown has been really good creatively for me. We've done all these professional videos for it. We've been all over Norfolk.
Yeah.
I mean, Norwich, we've been all over Norwich doing it. So, you know, if you watch them and you see any spots, you know, it's all good, yeah.
When are you going to be releasing those videos?
So we're going to do it day after day once the EP drops. So the EP drops on the 28th of August.
Okay.
And then first one on the day, and then there's four of them. So we're going to drop them daily after that, just to keep people, you know, really hyped up for it. So
Yeah. It's going to be over like that bank holiday weekend also, isn't it? So people are pretty geared towards music for that weekend generally, aren't they? So... Good day.
Yeah, they'll be at home, they'll be listening, so it's good.
Yeah, well, we'll be listening. And we'll be sharing it, so there'll be lots of people in Norwich listening, hopefully, and probably all over the whole of Norfolk and the world.
I can't wait just to get it out there. You know when you're, like, really ready to drop something, you just want to share something so bad, but you're in that little hype-up phase for it. I just can't wait to release it.
Is everything, like, ready to go then? And you're just on that sort of waiting period?
The videos are being edited right now,
yeah,
and they should be done within the week, so I'll be able to get them ready. I'll watch them all now, but I just can't wait, you know, because they look good without any edits on them,
yeah.
But they're going to be just all ready, and it's
looking
so
awesome.
Clean, yeah.
Cool. Oh my God, but you're still going to have like a whole week of knowing that everything is ready and just having to just sit there and wait.
Yeah, it's good for me though, because then I get it. I have all of this stuff to listen to, but then everyone else doesn't. So I get to like promote it, and then everyone will be ready just to experience it.
That's good too. What's your strategy for promoting them? Because you're still quite a fresh artist, really, aren't you? But you've got a lot of followers, haven't you? And a lot of quite committed and dedicated followers. What are you doing then to actually get that sort of interest?
I feel like it's mainly people are kind of connected with me and my music. So whether they be, you know, people I actually know or people who I've never met in my life, they always have something to relate to in my music, whether it could be, you know, the mood it brings or, you know, the story behind the songs. And just my main thing is I treat what I would class as, I guess, fans as my friends. Like, I mean, I have people messaging me who I never spoke to before, and I treat them like I've known them when they're actually interested in something that I'm interested in.
Yeah. We did, when we were asking people for quotes, when we promoted that the Sweet Killer track had won Top Tune, we did get quite a lot of people saying about, like, asking you about your incredible journey through, like, life and music. They obviously really relate to everything that you're sort of talking about and the music that you're producing. But when you're actually creating music yourself, who are you actually directing it to? Or are you just getting things out right now?
But I mean, it depends on what kind of mood I'm making. It's like, when I was in hospital for a long time with mental health problems, and that's where I actually started making music.
Okay. You hadn't done anything before?
No. Only started music last year.
Wow. Okay. Bloody hell. I knew you were fresh, but not that fresh.
Super fresh. So straight off. Yeah, I started making music like that, and obviously it was all kind of. It was all very kind of sad music, but people could really relate to that, and they could see the kind of growing journey as I would be making music. So I would start off with like this kind of really not well mixed and mastered, like really sad tune or something. And now with Sweet Killer, the song actually won, that's kind of more like a, I would say, a kind of club banger.
It's a, but a dirty like, banger.
Yeah, it's a dirty banger, that's what I'm thinking. But that's what I mean. You can see people really, really get on with it. So I've just met so many great faces, and other artists as well who I'm, you know, working with. Like, I worked with this guy called What You Exist, who's been through a lot of stuff like me.
Okay.
We made these really cool tunes together, and we're just gonna keep progressing because, you know, when you find people who have like the same kind of mission that you have to, you know, just get that music out there and, you know, show what they can do, that's just fantastic because it really boosts your creativity.
Yeah. The guy that you just mentioned, What You Exist, whereabouts is he based?
He's based in Attleboro, but we're all the time in.
Do you deal with anybody like outside of the county at all? Are you working with anybody online or anything like that, like since lockdown?
Yeah, in lockdown, actually, with the song Sweet Killer, which won, I did a remix of it with a fellow named Lil Moist in America.
Lil Moist.
Lil Moist. Name.
Wow.
Name.
You really don't want to be Googling that.
Well, if you just look for my song first, I'm sure you'll be okay. So I worked with him in America. Despite his name, really... It's great. We worked on the remix, and that really got my audience out in America.
Yeah.
And just built that connection, you know, with people over there, which is
How did you hook up with Lil Moist in the first place?
I previewed Sweet Killer on just like on my Instagram.
Yeah.
And he messaged me saying, "Hey, I really like your work and that." And I said, "Well, I've actually got this spot on a track," and I listened to his stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Well, I got this." Really good on the vibe, so we split the track in half and just I remixed it and made it, you know, just a bit, you know, it worked really well. And it got everything out there, and people are saying that it's, you know, their favorite track that I've, you know, worked on. It's good, you know, just that connection you get with people. I mean, he's all the way over in Kansas City, and then I'm here in Norwich, so it's just fantastic.
Thank fuck for the internet. Good things are happening.
Yeah, I know. It's like I got a message the other day just on Instagram.
Yeah.
And on YouTube is where I learned how to make music and produce music.
Okay, like tutorials.
Tutorials and stuff. Just beat making tutorials. And I saw someone had been liking my post, and it was this this producer named Xena, who actually taught me how to make music by a tutorial. And she messaged me saying how much she likes my work. And,
that's insane. And
I didn't even message her beforehand. It just kind of happened. Just, so, you know, my favorite producer, they taught me how to make music, messaged me. So I've never been, that was literally just boosted me out there. We've been talking, you know, she's in Florida.
Yeah.
And I'm over in Norfolk. And she taught me how to do that without even knowing me.
Did you fangirl when she sent you the first message and you're like, I'm this is because of you.
she DM'd me and I was like, oh my god, it's so happy because, you know, this really massive influence of mine.
Yeah.
Now no.
That is a crazy full circle, like considering how many videos get uploaded to YouTube a day and how many sort of tutorial producing videos there are. That is absolutely crazy.
I mean, out of all the artists, I'm only doing it for a certain amount of time, it's just fantastic.
And then you managed to find each other again. So are you, you're in contact with each other? Are you planning on working with each other on anything?
I'd love to do that. I haven't messaged her about it, but that would be ideal.
You've got to build up to that.
Whoever I can work with, I'll send her a message and just it would make me. I'd be so happy. Like know, it would really go full circle.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty much there already. But yeah, creating a track together, that'd be
crazy. Amazing. Up in my equipment, she's all over there, I'm over here. Oh, I couldn't imagine.
It can be done. Yeah. What are you, after you're promoting the record that's coming out at the end of the month, what are you actually planning to do after that? Have you got like a little bit of a stop gap, or are you looking towards doing some festivals?
Oh, well, you see, like, I mean, coronavirus is still a thing, which is really annoying.
It's not going away.
It's still here, but I really, really want to do some gigs, like get myself out there, you know, be with just these people that want to, you know, I guess DJ for me. Yeah, I just want to have that connection with my audience. And I think by doing shows, that would be how I do it. I just want a mosh pit.
I'm pretty certain that it's not going to take a lot for that to be happening, is it? Especially for your fans. The minute that they can get there, they're going to be there, aren't they? Would that be your first gig then?
I would think so. That would be it. That would be the first time I've ever actually performed my own music in front of people.
Are you looking at anywhere yet? Like, where would be your favourite places in Norwich to play?
Well, I definitely have been having a look at the Brickmakers.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Yeah, it's quite good. They actually follow me on Instagram. So I'm like,
See, look, good. They're already coming to you.
Exactly, that's brilliant. So I'll email over and see what can actually happen.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think just anywhere that would have me, you know, just to where I could have this, you know, this moment, you know, it'd be great.
Have you have you been to any gigs at Gringo's?
I actually haven't. Okay. No, I've only been to one gig, and that's a techno gig in London.
What?
Really strange. one gig.
Ever?
Ever. I mean, in my 16 years of making music as well, I planned to go see my favourite artists, Trippy Red and Scarlord, but both of them got cancelled because coronavirus. So I wasn't able to do any of that. So now I can actually say that my second gig that I'll ever go to might be my own.
That is something that probably nobody else in the world can actually say. So that's not a bad thing.
Should have made it my first. Yeah.
You'll have to let us know when you book something, what you booked. We'll have to pop down and see you.
Yeah, definitely. You should
if we can get in. So obviously, like, we're chatting because you've won Top Tune with the Sweet Killer track. How did that track actually get produced? Like, how did it come to be? Did you start with the lyrics first or the beat first? What was your whole workflow on it?
I produce all my own beats, apart from the one I did with What You Exist.
Yeah.
We found that beat and thought it was too quiet to skip, so we just bought it. But Sweet Killer, I started off, I made my own bass line for it. Normally I'd use like, say, sampled 808 bass. But I thought, I'm actually going to make my own synth bass for this. So I built it up in Logic and I made this bass, put the drums on it. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm really vibing with this. I like this a lot. So I did that, then got the lyrics for it, mixed and mastered it myself. And we just made this track and it was fantastic.
Is that the most sort of in-depth that you've gone in on a track then, would you say, so far?
Well, my new stuff, which is coming out soon, is definitely the most in-depth. I feel like, I mean, what I heard from, because I was working with a producer to make it, what I heard is that I had my vocal tracks, though. I think there were 56 tracks just for like the vocals to work on it.
Christ.
So
there's a lot of harmony going on there.
Yeah, for a rap song, it's all sounding fantastic. I mean, the more I work, the better I'm going to get.
Yeah.
You know, the more people I work, so I would speak to some people, like, oh yeah, do features, that'll get you out there, you'll do all of this, and like, totally, I just need people to want to work on features with me.
But it's still early days though in your whole journey as a musician though, really, isn't it? But a lot has been happening in quite a short period of time, so I doubt that features are that far away, are they? So when you're creating music, do you ever stick to the same sort of method then, or do you constantly change that also, considering that you're working with different people all the time?
It depends, like, if I'm working on just like a kind of vibe of track, then I'll keep doing like melodies first, then drums, then vocals. But if there's like some different thing I want to do, like maybe a drum and bass thing, which I would make for school, then I would, you know, really focus on, let's say, the drums first, or mixing these drums in to, you know, sound good. And I'm really working on my mixing now to just make everything sound as clean and as nice as I can get it, even though we do like a dirty beat.
You're just trying to find that really nice balance.
Yeah. One where it doesn't sound too dirty, where you can actually listen to it, you know, bearing with it.
Yeah, but I'm sure that you've got some on the upcoming record that are your sort of original style also, as well as that sort of cleaner version.
I've been sort of thinking about what could my own style be, and I feel like in my EP, which is coming out, we've really found like my own style of music.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you get the dirt beats and you get all this stuff, but I've been experimenting with a lot of new things, which I guess you'll find out on the 28th of August. I had to lead you on.
Yeah. When hopefully you're going to be releasing some teasers soon, though, so we can have a little cheeky look at those.
Yeah. I'll be sending over some of the some snippets of videos and some photos and that.
Okay, so, cool. Little sneaky peeks. Cool. We've been checking out your Spotify also, and you have quite the bunch of genres and influences listed on there. But if you go back to way back when, what was the first actual album that you can remember buying?
The first thing I actually bought with my own money was Taylor Swift album.
Taylor Swift, what was the album?
Yeah. I can't remember what it was called. I mean, that's how much you can say I'm interested in it, but I actually can't remember what it was called.
You've let the Taylor Swift album go out of your heart.
No, I mean, like, the £7 of my hard-earned pocket money.
What are you listening to these days, then?
Okay, these days I'm listening to a lot of Aminé. He just dropped a new album now called Limbo, which is good. I listen to that a lot. Scarlaw, Trippy Red. But I think, Snot as well. He's another really, you know, I just love him. He's great. So those are the main ones. Brockhampton are also
bigger
than that.
What do you think about that whole, like, put together boy band, rap boy band thing then?
I love that. I think that's so good. They're performing next year, I'm pretty sure, if Corona, you know, goes away.
Okay.
So I might have to get tickets for that to be, you know. I'd love to be in a rap group, but it's so hard to find, you know, I guess rappers in Norfolk, you know. I mean, like, obviously What You Exist, because, I mean, I was literally with him today. So it's, you know, I can't. If anyone knows anyone, message me.
Have you heard of Chrome and Ill Inspired?
I haven't, no.
Okay, they're two old school rappers from Norwich.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I think they did have an event on, like, well before lockdown. But yeah, definitely check them out.
Yeah, definitely.
They've got some interesting music videos on YouTube, so you probably have to see them on there.
It's the competition, yeah.
It might be the future. So, is there anything else that you have got on the horizon, apart from releasing the EP, that you might be able to let us know about?
Okay, hopefully this year, later on this year, I will be doing a complete soundtrack for a film. Like a hour-long film, I think it is. It's going into like almost every film festival. So I got messaged about that from someone who knew me from my old hospital. Mm. And he was like, so, we love what you do. We love you to make the music for it. And I was like, yeah, totally. I mean, it's all exposure. I think it'll be such a good experience just to, you know, make that. So I'll get to work on that. You know, when I actually know what's going on, I'll read through the script again.
Do you know what the film's about?
The film's called The Youth. It's basically kind of about the troubles of the youth, I would say, of today.
In this area, Norfolk or London or...?
I think it's being filmed near, like, sort of in Norfolk. Just, you know, it's about this group of teenagers where they all go to a party, but as normal in most films, everything goes wrong.
But hopefully not too wrong. Oh, God.
Hopefully not too wrong, yeah. I have read
the book. It's sad.
Yeah, just don't cry at the end of it, yeah.
So are you doing, like, the whole score throughout the whole film, or are you adding a couple of tracks?
I think I'm doing mostly like the score for it. They want my track Loving On My Own, which also got to the shortlist of Top Tune. I think they want that one, and I also made a few behind the scenes tracks which I sent up, and they were like, oh yeah, we need to go with this vibe. So
awesome.
Hopefully once I get everything sorted, they'll be happy with it, you know.
Yeah, you have to keep us posted about that one too then. So what, are they waiting until lockdown finishes before they go into production?
Yeah, well, I think they've started a few short films to, you know, boost it up, but it's hard, I guess, but I would know, I don't shoot videos apart from, you know, my own music videos. It's hard to get that team out there, you know, big, you know, all close together, especially during COVID.
Yeah.
So, are you going to risk it? You know, it's...
you just got to get some super long lenses these days, I think.
Yeah, exactly. It's all good for me when I'm stuck in my studio making beats.
So, doing the soundtrack for the film and the EP coming up, that's awesome. Really, I mean, I'm a busy guy,
but I'm always starting to, you know, make more music, working with more people.
And next big is just the gigging then, isn't it?
Yeah, I just need gigs. So I'll be messaging around, they'll be sending all these emails. And you know, if anyone knows, you know, if they want me to gig, do it. Check my stuff out.
All the PR's there. You just need the actual venues to open up now. We need the venues to open up. Yeah. Cool. Would you mind doing us a massive favour and introducing your winning Top Tune track so we can give our listeners a bit of a play?
All right then. So this is my Top Tune winning track, Sweet Killer by Sebaku. Hope you enjoy.
This is Upline and you are listening to the Top Tune.
Take her home then, take her to dinner. Taste like candy, call me Sweet Killer. Hot so cold like meat's in a chiller. Highwayman, so stand and deliver. Sorry babes, don't mean to intrude. Mama said don't play with your food. People hate this life I pursue. Don't flex with jewels, I flex with my mood. Dreamer, following my procedure. Heater, pumping smoke out your speakers. Seeker, tasting sugar, no sweetener. Stealing your soul, so call me the Reaper. People love my moves and defiance. 10 more years and I'm causing riots. I'm a general, so form 9 alliance. I feel chemistry, so teach me your science. Oh, kicks, loud noise, new tricks, no choice. Rich kid, white boy, black sheets, gold toys. Large crib, fresh clothes, bright lights, soft glow. See clones, move past, live young, die fast. Cash on my head, I look like a bounty. This is a shout to all those who doubt me. Found my space and sets up my boundaries. Base and drink are all that will ground me. Moving fast, no, I never stop. Killing all these styles I adopt. People want me, now I'm on top. Acres round me, I'm cream of the crop.
Foxy, pull out the 9 at the Foxy. Dumb shit, we not fine, not to fuck with. Texted vibes all die when I touch it. Underground, you shit and discussion. We don't fight, not kind to our foes. Make them fall, you shit, we break those. I'm a dog when I come out, you all bros. Fake ass bitches leave, I said so. Then
menace, the menace, the people who calling me jealous, wishing they knew me for promos and I leave them headless. I don't need none of you fuckers who claiming you get us, and I'm killing these fuckers with Uzis and Mac 11s. Left my nose while it's stained at the doctor, cutting heads off like blades on helicopters. Fuck you, blame, I'm same as John Proctor. Ain't no fame with flames when I shot you, bitch. I pop like coke and Mentos. Feel no pain when brain is exposed. Terrified of my face ain't the most thing I've heard since Wayne to explode. Went to cop, not shot when I hit up. Thought not so my car, do but weather's new. Got cars selling flock in my set. Oh, you're a hot spot for hot glocks and suppressors.
Old kicks, loud noise. New tricks, no choice. Rich kid, white boy, black sheets, gold toys, large crib, fresh flow, bright lights, soft glows, see clones, move past, live young, die fast.
Awesome, thank you. Cheers to Sabuku. If you guys want to be in the hot seat for a Top Tune Encore interview next month, we're going to be running the competition on our Instagram page on Monday the 17th. So come get involved and yeah, you could be here next month. Yay!
Top Tune Encore.